Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Pei. This is an appendix, an addendum, a nispach on Pnimius Inyan HaEmuna, a deep insight into Emuna. We mentioned Hatira Yikdima VaYireu HaAm Es Hashem Le VeYaminu BaShem Uv Moshe Avdoi. In Shiras HaYam, the Torah first says that they had Yira, and then they had Emuna. And we asked about this. On the surface, it appears to be that the order is incorrect. Inyan ha'akdama nisba'er le'el, so we explain this idea that Yira came before Emunah, she'i hasaras ha'shichus k'divei Admor, that it's a process of awakening the drunkard from his stupor, or awakening a person from the sedation, as Rabbi Yerucham explained. Hari sara ha'alama v'akdama im'olam, when there was the Yira, so that hiddenness of Hashem was removed, from that point, the person, whether it was Bnei Israel then or throughout the generations, a person finds himself now in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, where the entire world is just permeated with Hashem, and the Creator reveals Himself in the creation itself. What we want to understand is, if one has this Yir'ah, what then remains to constitute Emunah? Things are clear. The person sees the world for what it really is. In this situation, what room is there then for emunah? What is emunah, and how substantial can it be when a person has yirah? In the second section of this volume, we elaborated on emunah. Ulam lifnimius inyanah lo inaganu sham. We didn't quite penetrate to the inner core of emunah. Listen carefully. These are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, this expression, Haskeisu Shema. Listen carefully. What is the depth of Emunah? It begins specifically in this situation of Yir'ah that we are describing. He is here in this world. Now he has Yir'ah. He sees Hashem as the essence of the world, the root of the world, the foundation. In the midst of this insight, the person also sees himself and ascertains his own source. He himself is connected to this Creator, which through Yir'ah just understood is the source, is the foundation of the entire universe. Because he sees himself now, he realizes his own neshama is rooted in that Creator. Hamaharal kosav ki be'emes ha'adam nikra eitz ha'sadeh. In other words, not like Rashi explains that the question is that the phrase in Sheftim is rhetorical. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. The Maharal says no, it's not bitmiya. It's exactly like that. Ha'adam is called eitz ha'sadeh. It's called a tree. The difference being that a human being is an upside-down tree. Because a regular tree, the ones that we are familiar with, the roots are at the bottom, inserted in the earth. Whereas man, his root is above. His neshama is the root, and it is drawn to shamayim. It's connected above. Our hands are like the branches. The legs are then branches that emerge from other branches. And his body, his what we sometimes call the trunk, is the trunk. Why is he an upside-down tree? Of course, the roots of a tree are below. Because the tree derives its sustenance, its life from the earth. Whereas man gets his sustenance, his living force from the heavens. This is from Netzach Yisrael Perik Zayin. So man sprouts, grows from above into Olam Hazeh and into his body. But his source and his root is above. We understand this very well. It's not a difficult concept to grasp. But it's no more than knowledge. כאילו, מה נפקא מיני? אם האדם עץ הפוך או עץ השדה ממש, what is the difference does it make to us? If we are an upside down tree or we are a tree of the field, אולם העבר כאן הוא מקוימה של האמונה. This is where אמונה exists. כשהאדם הופך את הידיעה לחיוס ממש, when a person transforms this knowledge that we have into life ממש, זוהי אמונה. כיוון ששורש האדם הוא למעלה, seeing that our root is above, and again, as the Maharal says openly, the neshama is the root. הוא יכול להשריש את עצמו בדעתו למעלה, a person can root himself deliberately, knowingly, above, הוא להעתיק את עיקר חייסו לרוחניות הקדושה, and to transform, to move, to make the essence of his life רוחניות הקדושה. השרשס האדם בדעתו ונפשו בקדושה, the fact that the person then consciously roots himself in קדושה, מחזק את עיסוי כל כך, strengthens him so much, עד שכל הרוחות שבעולם אינן יכולות להזיז עושה ממקומו. To the point where all winds, and here we're not talking about physical winds, we're talking about spiritual, ideological, philosophical winds, cannot budge him. הוא אשר כוסב הרשבם. This is what the Rashbam writes in his commentary in Parshas Ba'al Yischai in Shvi'i. The Pasuk says, Lo yichen avdi Moshe b'chol b'yisi ne'emanu. When Hashem scolds Aaron and Miriam, not so, avdi Moshe. Bechol b'yisi ne'eman hu. What does ne'eman mean? Says the Rashbam, ne'eman, kavua u'myusad kol sha'a b'yom. It means firmly established, rooted. V'chamo, we like another pasuk, I think it's in Yeshayahu, u'ska'ativ yoseid b'makom ne'eman. I will place him like a peg in a makom ne'eman, in a very solid place. Yased atakua b'makom chazak, einu memaher lipoil, says Rashbam. The idea in this pasuk is that when you insert a peg, when you knock a peg into a rock, it's not going to go out of there very easily. I made a note for myself that in Chelek Aleph, in the first volume of Alei Shur, on Daf Kuf Aleph, the author spoke about this in some length. Back to the text, מתוך השרשסוי זוי ניגש המאמין אל כל ענייני העולם. It's through this rootedness that the מאמין then approaches whatever happens in the world. כל תויפה עיסה וכל מקרב. All of its phenomena, all of its events, והכל הוא מאיר במונוסי. Then all gets illuminated by this אמונה. זויס היסה אמונסי של אברהם אבינו עליו השלום. That was his אמונה of Abraham. Ve'eileho yigiu b'kiyas Yom Suf. This is what Bnei Yisrael reached in Kiyas Yom Suf. First, the Yir'ah, as we explained, but then to transform that knowledge to Chayus. That's when the Pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem. Later on, Uvayiz chazku oydesu b'masan Tirah. They became even stronger in it at Matan Tirah, Shesham Neymar, Ve'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'olam. Hashem assures Moshe, they will have emunah in you forever. The Ramban comments, "Lanetzach bechol ederis, eternally." Kesheatira medaberes al emunah. When the Torah itself speaks of emunah, he medaberes al madega zois. It speaks about this level. Nothing to do with our notions of emunah as belief. And this is the level of emunah that the Torah speaks about. Adkan.